Usually homilies on this passage deal with the demons, with their recognition of Jesus as the Son of God, with their being cast out. Sometimes we talk about the townsfolk who were afraid and asked Jesus to leave, and even the pigs, why they were there and what they were being raised for. Today, however, let's look at the last two verses of the reading. And Luke writes this. Now the man from whom the demons had departed begged him that he might be with him, but Jesus sent him away, saying, "Return to your own house and tell what great things God has done for you." There are times when Jesus would cure someone and then tell them not to tell anyone. For example, in Luke's gospel, in the same chapter, a little later, it's written, "But he put them all outside, took the little girl by the hand, and called, saying, 'Little girl, arise.' And her spirit returned, and she arose immediately." She had been dead. "And he commanded that she be given something to eat. And her parents were astonished, but he charged them to tell no one what had happened." Those admonitions of silence were usually in places that were inhabited, or towns inhabited by the Jews, and where there might be danger even for the person where they to make these proclamations. But in this case, Gadara was a Greek city about 6 miles southeast of the Sea of Galilee. In essence, the man is being sent to the Gentiles to witness to Christ. And we can even see this as a foretelling that the gospel was for all peoples, including the Gentiles. Here is a poor fellow whose only, quote, you know, claim to fame is that he was possessed by a demon, and yet Jesus sends him to proclaim the glory of God. He might have thought, "But I'm not a public speaker. How am I to witness to the good news of the Son of God?" Some of us at times think that. And Jesus tells the man in today's gospel two things. Number one is, tell your friends. Second, the great things God has done for you. Tell your friends the great things God has done for you. In St. Mark's version of this same casting out of the demons, it's even clearer as to whom the man is being sent and what he is to proclaim. In the 5th chapter, Jesus tells him, "Go home to your friends and tell them what great things the Lord has done for you and how he has had compassion on you." We too should be able to tell our friends of the great things that God has done for us. We don't have trouble telling our friends about the great things in our lives, a child's accomplishments, a promotion perhaps at work, our grandchildren, right? We make jokes about that, how come the big list of, or the big thing of pictures and all that, right? So it should be just as easy to tell our friends about how God has worked in our lives. One of the best ways to do this, of course, is by example. As part of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus instructs the crowd that they are the salt of the earth and that they are the light of the world. And in Matthew's gospel, Matthew writes this. Jesus speaking, "You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." He said, let your light so shine before men. He doesn't say so shine before the Jews or the Gentiles. Doesn't even separate them. All men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Our best preaching of the gospel most times is by our example. Paul, in the first chapter of his epistle to the Philippians, instructs them that they too must defend and confirm the gospel. And in the second chapter, he admonishes them to do everything without complaining so that they may be the light of the world. He says first to them, in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, you are partakers with me of grace. Now, he's not writing just to Timothy, perhaps one individual, because the letter starts, Paul and Timothy, bondservants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints, the Christians, to all the saints who are in Philippi with the bishops and deacons. It says, and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, you are all partakers with me of grace. We're all to be doing that together. Then he goes on to say, do all things without complaining and disputing, that you may become blameless and harmless children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. So we have to ask ourselves, do we truly shine as lights in the world? So then our personal witness to Christ must be by both our example and our words to our friends of the great things that God has done for us. And evangelization is not just a function of the institutional church. The institutional church does not have contact with every soul, and especially the close contact that each of us has with our families and our friends. Finally, we have to take advantage of the opportunities to witness to Christ to the stranger as well. You see, first, Jesus first says to your friends, and then we see it brought forward that we are to be witnesses to the gospel to all men. Okay? So we are to be witnesses to Christ even to the stranger. And I don't mean knocking on doors. Studies have shown time and time again that is the least, these types of cold calls are the least effective methods of evangelization. They're the least effective. But there are opportunities to witness to the stranger. One opportunity is when we have visitors to the parish who are not Orthodox, to take the time to speak with them and work in about our faith. Show them icons. Let them know what they mean. Because they're inquiring. You come in here, it's a beautiful setting, and people naturally have questions. Another opportunity, of course, is when we go to the fair. We're there to witness to Christ and to his church. We're not there to grow the parish. Because if we go there to grow the parish, we go for all the wrong reasons. We go for our own benefit. But rather, we go there to witness to Christ and to witness to Orthodoxy. We're, in essence, sowing seeds, and Jesus supplies the rain, okay, and the sun, and it grows as he wills. A third opportunity is for the formal mission activities of the church. One is as a missionary. We have three people who have applied from this parish to go on short-term mission trips this coming year. One has been accepted, two the papers are in the process. My anticipation is they will all be accepted. That doesn't mean then that those of us who don't go don't participate in that. We can participate as prayer partners. Missionaries always need prayers. And then we will need to be involved in the fundraising. Not just by our own giving, but the fundraising. We've never had fundraising here at the parish, but this is different. This is not to support the parish, but this is to support the mission activities. And we'll talk more about that at some other time. But there are ways to be involved in the evangelization. And a fourth way, of course, is to witness, as we said, by our actions. So let us recall in the admonishment to the Hebrews in the first chapter of the epistle to them. And this is what's written. Do not forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. To share. You know, we're all willing, I know all of you here, and you all have good hearts, and we're willing to share our possessions and share our time, okay, with each other. But we all have to be willing to share the most important, the most valuable thing we have, the pearl of great value, our faith. For all of those that we encounter, and especially all of those that we love, to bring them to an understanding that there is the true church founded by Christ. Not to denigrate theirs, not to push down on, on where they may be going at the moment, but to share with them the pearl of great value that's our faith. So that's the kind of one of the messages that we can take away from this passage, and that is that just as the man that was had the demons cast out of him, okay, was commissioned by Jesus to go and tell of all the wonderful things God has done for him, and that's your best way to share the faith, is to just say what God's done in your life. We're called also to go and to share the pearl of great value. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.